Hello, I'm Dr. Debbie Warner, Mr. Chairman and committee. I just appreciate the honor of being able to address you again in this chamber. This chamber has 400, and we're proud of that. We like having our elected officials close to the people. We like to be able to be accessible. We like that. You know many of your constituents, and we're all very, very glad about that in New Hampshire. One of the things that happened in this process with the Northern Pass was that we discovered a wrong in the regulatory manner, the way that these permits are given. The whole North Country did not have an opportunity locally to address those who would trespass across the land and change our environment forever. We never had a chance to step forward face to face, hear their proposal, talk to them about that pass and that mountain and that dell. We never had a chance. This legislation, out of about the 10 pieces that you'll have, which I like them all, this is my favorite. This one rights a fundamental wrong that we've discovered, and people were just completely shocked. How could it be? We have the best legislative setup in the world. And yet, somehow, this regulatory structure as it exists right now overlooks the people. It doesn't have an elected person between them and the regulation and the permitting process. This rights that, and I'm very, very glad about that. It makes them accountable. They have to go and provide their big analysis. Of course they're a big firm. They're doing an electrical facility. Of course they're going to have these things ready. It's not difficult for that corporation to come and bring this to the local level and talk about how it impacts on the local level. Whether or not it's subjective, you know very well that much of what you do is just balance between abstract principles, things that are ideals, things that will work out. But you know that the elected officials at your local level have to account to the people. What's going to happen to that mountain? What's going to happen to that farm and that business and our electric rates and all of that? And what kind of stew will I be in if I do it the wrong way? They're going to try to do the very, very best they can, very specifically. And when they make their recommendations to the SEC, they won't be specific. It will not be, oh, we don't like it, it's big and clumsy. They will say, it impacts here, it impacts there. It will estrange the tourists from this area and such like that. They will be able to depict in concrete numbers and mechanics what their reports will be. So I'm very, very glad about this. I appreciate it very much for my favorite piece of legislation on the topic.
Yes, Representative Connie Pitts, then Representative Vavasor.
I've been very good today. Would you believe that we had the same or similar legislation last year? This committee extensively deliberated and decided that it was not feasible to do, and that I attended a hearing, half a hearing, because I had some problems on the way up in Colebrook with the people from the North Country, and have been hearing from the people in the North Country for years now on this. So I really don't understand why I don't ask you to speak for everyone, but by you feel that you have not had an opportunity to be heard.
Oh, I think that we've been heard in our voice, but this is not the regulatory body. You will not be issuing a permit, and it would be great if you could, because you're an elected official. We would love that. But this changes that process in the space where those regulations happen or they're executed and the permits are issued.
Any other questions? Yes, Representative Levasseur and then Representative Kahn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for taking my question. You mentioned primarily your concerns with having your voice or not having your voice heard by the SEC in regard to Northern Pass. Northern Pass has yet to apply for its SEC permitting process. How could the SEC possibly have offered you an opportunity to testify before them on an issue they don't have yet?
Yes, well, when you read the current regulation as you have it in there, you can see what part where is being changed. And it just simply says the views of the municipal and regional planning commissions. It does not make the conversation happen at the local level. This brings it local.
Follow up.
You had specifically said the SEC had been denying you the right to speak on this issue.
But yes.
It happened. The SEC has not had hearings on this issue. There has been no opportunity for anybody to have input yet because it's simply not happening yet.
Yes,
how
we know
could you have been denied a process when the process hasn't even been started?
We can read the law as it is, and it's not accountable to an elected person. That is the part. These are all of the people making the decisions in the SEC are appointed. There's no elected person in the chain.
Okay, yes, Representative Vadney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your comments. They help bring into focus, I think, what several of the folks here have said. But it makes me wonder, and I can certainly see a value in the economic outlook being added to the function of the SEC, but it seems to me that would change the focus, maybe to the point where it shouldn't be chaired by a DES person. It's more, it's bigger than the environment. That's what we're saying here. So could you comment on that based on your previous comments?
I am not sure whether or not a different commissioner would be better at that. I am concerned mostly that whomever makes that within those steps of decision making, that they are accountable to the people in a very direct fashion.
Thank you.
Any further? Yes, Representative Kahn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Madam, thank you for taking my question. As a new member of this committee, a lot of things I do not know what happened last year or year before, but this is my question to you. We heard all the other testimonies, but what about the impact on the wildlife and all the endangered species if this project goes through? Do you know that any organizations or anybody took some survey or any kind of report?
I'm sorry, can you crisp that up? I just couldn't hear all of the words you said.
If you know any impact on wildlife and also the endangered species, if there is, if this project goes through.
I haven't done a study of the wildlife and indigent species. So I see that in here, we said economic, industrial, commercial development, and environmental impact are part of that, the parameters that would be accounted for in that. I like that this bill says will not unduly interfere, which is what it already said in the books, but the part at the end where it says it's going to have findings to look at that were locally generated, I think that's an important piece.
Any further questions? Thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you very much.